and there goes the full-time whistle blown by match referee Rob Hennessy, and he just does a fist bump with Tony McNamee, and the players not shaking hands, of course, but fist bumps all round. That's ended in victory for the league champions. They opened the scoring just after the half-hour mark on 32 minutes when Joey O'Brien was able to bundle the ball in over the line after Aaron Green's effort. It was a clipped effort from the Shamrock Rovers striker, which went over Mark Anthony McGinley but came back down off the crossbar and to the feet of Joey O'Brien, who just poked it in over the line to give the visitors the lead. And they held that advantage right up until half-time. The rain and the heavy underfoot conditions making difficult for both sets of players, and they did cope well with them, and you couldn't fault them for effort. Harps played well in patches in that first half but trailed at half time, and in the second half they came out needing a good response, but it was Shamrock Rovers who got the second goal. Their substitute Max Murphy coming in off the left hand side onto his right foot and placing a well struck effort low in past goalkeeper Mark Anthony McGinley into the bottom corner. That goal on 63 minutes, even though there was still a fair bit to play in the game, you just knew at that stage that that was game over as far as Harps were concerned. They huffed and puffed, but never really tested Alan Manis in the visiting goal all that much in the second half. And Harps made changes. They threw on a number of substitutes, Raf Katero, Mark Coyle, Mark Russell and Eddie Delap and Alex Cogler, all used in the second half from the bench. But in the end up, Shamrock Rovers were comfortable and thoroughly deserving of their victory. And it all means that Harps remain second from bottom in the Premier Division, and they will go into their final match next Sunday night here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, knowing that they need to beat Waterford FC to hold out any hope of climbing out of the bottom two on the final weekend. And they'll be hoping that Shamrock Rovers can do them a favour, because of course Shamrock Rovers play Shelburne in that final match of the season. So there you have it. It's all over here at Finn Park as the ground staff move on to the pitch to make some repairs to a pitch that's well cut up after all the rain here in Balbuffet over the last 24 hours or so. It was a decent game, but in the end up, Shamrock Rovers take the points. And my thanks to Declan Boyle again on co-commentary here tonight, and thanks to Joe back in studio. From myself, where it's finished, Harps 0, Shamrock Rovers 2, from myself, Jeremy Doherty. Have a very good evening.